Colton has a population of 55,000. It's surrounded by Rialto, San Bernardino, Bloomington, Grand Terrace, and Loma Linda. However, it has the Colton City Crips. They are one of the most active criminal street gangs in that city for over two decades, along with the Colton East Side. The rapper, known as 40 Glock, is affiliated with this gang and through media exposure has made them known. Highland, a population of 57,000, has drug crimes at a 21% rate. That is high. It is divided into two regions, east and west, west of the 210. Most residents, however, live in the east. Neighboring cities are Muskoy, San Bernardino, Colton to the west, Loma Linda, Redlands to the south, and the San Manuel Indian Reservation to the north. Women's ministry leaders, often volunteers, have a calling to help women find their role in their church, work, family, friends, and community. Finding the right studies, resources, tools, and training to disciple women to be all that God wants them to be can be daunting. Will you take a moment and stop and pray just for a few minutes? Father, we thank you that in your word, Psalm 46:5, God, you say you are within her and she will not fall. So we pray women will have you in them. We pray for them to know you well and for the leaders to help them do that. We thank you, Father, that God, you will help her at break of day. In 1 Timothy 3:11, in the same way, women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. So we ask God that that's the kind of things would happen in the women's ministry and that they would seek those things. We lift up Colton, again, we and Highland, and we pray, Father, for a major increase in evangelism and a major increase in those that are bold and courageous to work with gang members. We pray for Saul to Paul experiences where some of the gang members will come to know Jesus in such a transformed way and that they would be bold enough to go back and share their faith and new life with other gang members. We pray for confusion in their camp. We pray these gangs lose their strength and power. We ask God for intercessors to rise up and pray until the crime diminishes in both cities and gangs are dispersed and disbanded because their lives are so transformed by the gospel that believers would be emboldened to share their faith with signs and wonders to help the unbelievers see that God, you are real. For recovery groups to rise up and reach out to those dealing with drug addictions and neighborhood crate prayer groups that will intercede in the higher crime areas and that they would go down, that justice would be served to those committing the crimes, the right justice, and ministries would reform gang members and that would rise up. We ask God that you would truly set people free, empower your people to know how to see them delivered, that there would be more prayer groups that are active in the community, identifying issues and praying about them to overcome. More bold, courageous laborers to go into the harvest, ministries that would help the poor and destitute, and programs to teach children how to be good citizens and not succumb to the gang pressure. And we lift up all the churches in Colton and the churches in Highland. We thank you that there are 22 that we could find in Highland, and there are 13 in Colton. We pray that more will be arise and grow and thrive in Jesus' name. And we lift up the women's ministry. We pray, Father, for them to help be united, to be grounded in your word, to follow the discretion of the Holy Spirit and direction, to accomplish your plans, that they would come together without any trace of strife or contention or gossip or malice, that you would strengthen them and keep them from the attacks of the enemy. You would guide them by your Holy Spirit, that the leaders would have direction on what to teach and who to put in what position that are safe to be able to help women in all their stages of life, seniors, workers, mothers with small kids, empty nesters, those caring for their parents or other family members, single, married, and able to match women to spiritual gifts and help in the church. That they'd also reach the orphans, foster children, widows, poor, and missionaries. They would be involved with prayer movements and prayer involvement in the church, healing to those who are hurting, hospitalized, or homebound, or who have had past or current trauma. We pray, God, that the leaders of this will align with the church's mission and vision. In Jesus' name.